We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the first wide line on Daf Kuf Ches Tnan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah introduced to us an idea called a Shomer. A Shomer is something that protects the food. It's something that naturally comes with the food, like skin, the ar, or like a peel, and that, first of all, could transmit tumah back and forth. Also, it's mitztarif to the shear of the tumas eichlin. And we also have something called a yad. A yad we mentioned outside, so maybe very little, limited inside, but more outside we spoke. A yad means something that's like a stem, that's not a protection, it's not a shomer, and that also could transmit tumah, but that's not mitztarif. And we also mechalik between tumas eichlin and tumas nevelis. By tumas nevelis, nothing is mitztarif to tumas nevelis, not even a shomer. By Nevelis, the only thing a Shomer and a Yad do is to transmit Tumah. Now we'll expand on that. We have a Mishnah, Masechtas Uksin, that talks about this. Actually, the beginning of Masechtas Uksin talks about this. And then we'll discuss the drashas that teach us about Shomer and a Yad. Zok the Mishnah, Tan Hasam. The Mishnah in Masechtas Uksin, Taf Kuf Chesem and Aleph, first wide line. Tan Hasam, Kol Shu Yad, Beloy Shomer. Anything that's a Yad and not a Shomer, which means a handle, and it's not something that's a Shomer. Tomei umetamei ve'ena mitzdarif. Tomei umetamei means, Tomei means if it was tahar and the sheretz touched the yad, touched the stem, touched the handle, then it brings tumah to the oichel. That's what Tomei means. Umetamei means if the oichel was tomei, it could transmit tumah to the next thing. So tomei umetamei ve'ena mitzdarif. But a yad is not mitzdarif to the shear that you need for tumas oichel. For example, you need a kabeya for tumas oichel. Definitely to transmit tumah, the oichel has to be at least a shir kabeya. It's like it's showing him if to, in order to become tumah, has to be a beya. Rashi in our sugya sounds like it needs kabeya to even become tumah. That's it's Rashi sheet a lot of places in Shas. It's a steer in Rashi, but that's what it means. Mitzdara for me to the shir kabeya. Shomer, even though it's not a yad, it's not a handle. Tumah and matami. First of all, it becomes tumah if you touch the shomer. The whole food becomes tameh, umetameh, and it can transmit tumah, umetzdarif, and it's also umetzdarif. It's mitzdarif to the shear. So that's the difference between shomer and yad. Let's say it's lo yad lo shomer. For example, Rashi says, like here, like the, sometimes the it's the gay by animal. The animal has here. Maybe that's going to happen to be sickle mechlekes later on sugya. But a lot of times, foods, let's say wheat, has this like here on top of the husks. That is nothing. It's not a yad, it's not a shomer. Lo yad, lo shomer, lo tameh, lo metameh. It doesn't do anything. So we have in our Mishnah, in Masechtas Uksin, then yadas and then shomer. Now, where did you learn these halachas from? And where do you know that it's mitztarif by shomer? Who said there's lahachnes, lahoitzi? Because it said tameh, metameh. Tameh means lahachnes, and metameh means lahoitzi. So tomorrow yadas, where do you say yadas? The chesiv says in the pasuk, so then the food becomes tamei. That any part of the food that's useful is also becoming tamei. To be marbe yadas, Rashi says, everything's tamei. So you see from here, the yad mevia tumah leichel. You see from here that lahachnes tumah to the oichel works on the yad. From that, we see in this pasuk of lachem that it says by the zera that's becoming tummy from an avela. The rabbi says yadas v'chsev, another pasuk lachem. It says v'chiyamus min a behema ashehi lachem. Again, there we are from lachem lachol tzorchem. The rabbi says yadas, that's to transmit tumah to the next thing. When a behema becomes an avela, it says l'gashon lachem. Everything's available, even the lechem part, which means anything that's useful for the piece of food, which is a yad, all those things will become enough to transmit the tumah. So we see from here, yad lahachnes v'lohoitzi. We see from here the din of yadois, and it's a gay lahachnes to make it tumah, v'lohoitzi, and to transmit tumah further. That's the din of a handle, and an example of a handle by a behema would be, for example, it's a piece of meat, the end of a bone. The bone has no marrow, but the end of a bone is a piece of meat. So even the front part of the bone, which is not basar, will be able to transmit tumah, because it's a yad l'nevela. And by like we said, by a fruit and a vegetable, it's like a stem. That's yad. Now we learned from these two pesukim lahachnes lahitzi shomer lahachnes lahitzi loy tzarachra. says a shomer, that it can transmit tuma and bring in tuma, you don't even need a pasuk. Why? It's a kavachayim from yad. It's a kavachayim from yad. Asi. It's a kavachayim from the din of yad. Ma yad she ain't a megino. Ma dech yad that doesn't protect the food. It's just a handle. Machneses umaytzia. It can be machnes tuma and be maytzia tuma. Shomer like kol shekain. Of course, a shomer which is megino. It's mamish part of the food. Of course. It would be able to transmit and accept tumah. So why is it shomer? We had before on yesterday's daf. I call zera zerua kederach shvei odom etziyin lezria. Just like a person brings it out lezria chita b'kliposa sorry klos. There's a drasha we had on the end of yesterday's daf kufidzayin abeis. You see, there's a drasha that the klipa is included. So what's that needed for? We don't need it for lahakas lahoitzi. It must be it's a tzarif. See inside one more time. It says it's a kavachayim for lahakas lahoitzi. So Shemim the kasher achmor alomli shemam inol the tzarif is from here that the din of tziruf is from the extra pasuk by Shemim because you don't need it. You have a kavachaymer. Ad kam tzurus hashmeitza of the drashas how we know lahachnis lohitzi and we know the tzarif. So let's just chaz over. How do we know lahachnis lohitzi? Because we have one pasuk, we have two pasukim by yad. Yad. One pasuk says the chiyuta mayim alzer of nafron vasim alav tamiu lachem. That lachem teaches us lahachnis. We have another pasuk, Chiyomus mina behema shehilachem, that teaches lahitzi, both by yadais. How do you know Shomer? Shomer is a kol shekein for yadais. So why by Shomer do you have a pasuk called Zera Zeruah? That teaches us l'tzarif. There's actually one more pasuk that we didn't figure out in here, is that there's a pasuk that was there was a miyat, that there's no din tziruf by nevela, but of loss of leba'ar, and we said, Yachal hanegeya kenegabas ma'acharev lo yetame. So tamalam yitma. So you have to keep that in mind. We do have a pasuk also that teaches us yitma that the din of transmitting tumah by a shomer by a ar by a nevela. We'll have to get back to that later on in the sugya. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Ema yad lahachnes veloy lahoitzi. Maybe you'll say yad is lahachnes and veloy lahoitzi. Maybe yad only can bring in tumah, but it can't be moitzi tumah. And shomer is lahachnes v'lohitzi, aviyah lohitzi shomer tzarif loy. So it says maybe I would tie it like this, that maybe the yad that says by oichlim is really everything is lohitzi. It says ve'ema yad lahachnes v'lohitzi. Maybe it's only lahachnes v'lohitzi. It says we had it by yados v'oichlim two psukim, right? But maybe don't learn that. Where do we know lohitzi from? From the veilah. Maybe we can't learn out from the Vela to regular Oichlam. Why not? Because the Vela is more chamer. The Vela is a more chamer digger thing. The Vela has Tumas Masa, the Vela is Matama Adam. So who told you that every Yad is Machnes and Moitzi? Bishlam of Machnes, we have Yutamayim Alzera. Okay, that's good. But the second pasuk was that Nevela gives out Tuma with a Yad. Okay, that's Nevela. Who said everything is Loitzi? Ve'ema Yad Lahachnes, Veloy Loitzi. So now, we don't have a pasuk for shomer lahachnes v'lohitzi because we only have a pasuk lahachnes. We have a kavachomer from yad, but we don't have a makar for yad lahitzi anywhere because the pasuk by nevela is mei mocham. So ve'ema yad lahachnes v'lohitzi. Maybe yad in the pasuk only learn lahachnes v'lohitzi because lahitzi is by nevela. We're not learning out from. So therefore, in turn, the shomer was a kavachomer only, right? So shomer lahachnes and v'lohitzi. From we learn out lahitzi from the new pasuk we have by shomer, but it will turn out then of a yad lahitzi and shomer letzarif lo, you wouldn't know a makar for that. The Gemara's question is that maybe you don't have a makar for everything because maybe we need the pasuk by shomer, not letzarif. We need that pasuk lahitzi because you can't learn out from the veila. And it turns out yad lahitzi, a regular yad lahitzi by an apple wouldn't know because you only know by shomer, and shomer letzarif you wouldn't know either. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. You can't say that, Tzad. Why not? Because lo yad lahachnes lohitz lematz amris, impossible. Once you have a makar for lahachnes, it's posh, it's moitzi. Because the kavachayim amr tashda lui miley, if it could be machnes, if it could bring in tuma, of course fukim abayi. It's much easier to give out tuma. If somebody's tummy ready, the yad will give out tuma. It's easier than bringing in tuma. Bringing in tuma is a bigger chiddush. So if you would have a makar for lahachnes, like we said from chiyuta mayim, so posh it will be lahitzi. So you can't say such a thing. It's for sure. So more of the kasha now the opposite way. And with this kasha, we start a whole cycle of a sugya until we get back to the pashto answer. But the more question is like this. Ve'ema, Yad lahoitzi v'lo lahachnes. So now we're asking the opposite way. Maybe we only have a makar lahoitzi. We could learn out from the veil, we only have a makar for lahoitzi, for yad. We don't have a makar for lahachnes. I, the pasuk that says v'chuta mayim al zera, maybe that's teaching us just lahoitzi. That's what's happening right now. Ve'ema lahoitzi v'lo lahachnes. Shomer, we need the pasuk lahoitzi v'lo lahachnes. We need a pasuk lahachnes. We need the pasuk kol zera zerua. Av yad lahachnes v'shomer tzarif loy. The Gemara's kasha is that maybe we don't have a drasha to bring into him. Bring into him is harder to do. We don't have a makar for that. Because right now, v'chiyuta mayim, we're going to learn it means lahaytzi also. Somehow it means lahaytzi. So the Gemara's kasha is, who said we have a din lahachnes at all? By yad. Maybe yad only can be moitzi tumah, can't be machnes tumah. Shomer will learn out lahaytzi a kavachayim from yad. We didn't know lahachnes from Makar Zera Zerua, and now you don't have a makar for Tziruf, and you don't have a makar for Yad Lahaitzi. The most kash is, Aval Yad, you don't have a makar for Yad Lahachnes. You don't have a makar for Yad Lahachnes. You don't have a makar for Shemel Tzaruf. Aval Yad Lahachnes Tzaruf Loi. That's the Gemara's kasha. And then the Gemara goes to a discussion which is easy to understand. Just get this baseline clear. The baseline is right now, the Gemara's kasha is that we have first a pasuk lahoitzi, and that's easier by nevela lahoitzi. That's the first pasuk. The other pasuk of echiyuta mayim azera. Right now, we're learning it means also lahoitzi. That's what we think it means lahoitzi right now. But and let's say the two pesukim by yad mean one for the chomerdiga thing of nevela and another lahoitzi for all other yadas of eichel. That would be two lahoitzis. That's lahoitzi. Lahachnes we don't know. So we have another pasuk by Shomer. We don't need a pasuk by Shomer lohaitzi because it's a kavachomer from Yad. So the pasuk, what?
Which pasuk by Shomer?
We have a pasuk by Shomer called Zera Zerua. So we don't know what that pasuk for. It can be lohaitzi, which is easier to say because we know lohaitzi already from the two pesukim we have by Nevela, two pesukim by Zera by Yad, two pesukim by Yad, and Shomer is a kavachomer from Yad. So we know lohaitzi. So we'll use the pasuk lahachnes. But now, if you use a pasuk called Zera Zeru Lahachnes, we won't have a pasuk Letzarif. We won't have a pasuk Letzarif anymore. And we won't have a pasuk Yad Lahaitzi. Yad Lahachnes, rather. We don't have a pasuk Yad Lahachnes. So that's Gemara's Kasha. And of course, Gemara's Kasha, Gemara's going to go into a Mahalach to try to answer it, and it's not going to work out, and then we're going to come back to the Pasha Letzarif. So let's see. Gemara says, Yad Yaseirik Siv. I'll tell you why. Because it says, Yad Yaseirik. The word Lachem means Yad. Lachem always means Yad. Since we have extra Yad. Why? Because we have a pasuk Lachem by v'chiyuta mayim al zera, which is talking about zrum. We have a pasuk by nevela v'chiyomis mehem ashi lachem, and we're saying both of them are lahoitzi right now. And we have a third lachem. Yad Yaseirik Siv says tano v'karayim yutatz, and there in the pasuk says lachem. The whole pasuk reads like this: tano v'karayim yutatz tameim heim or tameim yu lachem. So it says by lachem, by tano. So we have a third lachem, a third yad. L'chol shebrachasrechem. The rabbi said yadas. So one of them is extra. I'm going to use that. I'll use that to lahachnes. We'll use that lahachnes because we have extra yad. So which one of these three are extra? We have three extra. We have three psukim of yad of lachem, and we're going to assume right now it's all the easiest way to go is lahaitzi. We have three of them. We have one by nevela, one by zroim, and one by tanor. Zrom is v'chiyuta mayim al zera v'nafal v'lasim lov tamu lachem. We have the pasuk by nevela that says v'chiyomis v'nabeim ashi lachem. And we have by tanu v'karayim. So if they're all three lahaitzi, why only three lahaitzi? Why don't you learn one from another one? So Gemara, it must be one's extra, and that will be lahachnes. So let's see the Gemara says, hey menav v'yusuf, which one's extra? Lichter v'chonav v'zroim, just write it by zroim v'leisu hanam chanayu, learn out nevela and tanu from zroim. You can't learn out from Zeram. Maila Zeram, she came to Masam Meruba. Zeram has a Maila that to Masam Meruba, which means it's Mekabal Tumma, first of all, from Vlade Tumma. Mashaikin Atano, which is a Keli, is only Mekabal Tumma from Ava Tumma. And clapping the veil of the Maila is that Zeram has all these Ribuim that had in the Mishnah, Shomer, and all these things that don't apply, the Tziruf does not apply to Nevela. So therefore, Zeram is to Masam Meruba. Maybe that's why it's better. So, lift one of Zeram, Lisa Hanak, when I'm out of Zeram, she came to Masam Ruba. Okay, little about Tana, write about Tana, learn everything about Tana. Lazy Hanachmane, no, Tana also has a chumra. Mala Tana, she came with Tana Ma'aviroi. Tana has this chumra that inside the cheres, if you put a sheretz inside it, the walls become tummy without being touched, just by being in the avir. Lichter chonam benevela, Lazy Hanachmane, learn it, just say nevela, has din lahitzi, learn everything from there. Mala nevela, she came with Tana Adam, Tana Masa. Has a chumra, it's Tana Adam, it's Tana Masa. And it's inherently tameh nevela. Mashen can order two. I have to get tameh from somewhere else. So then none of them are extra. Chad v'chad loyasi. You can't learn one from the other one. So they all need it. But may one's still extra. Tesi chad v'matarti. Learn out one from two, like with a ma'atzat. Hey tesi, which one should we learn out? So we're going to try all the options. Don't write lachem by zram, which right now is saying all lachem is teaching you lahaitzi. Don't say it by zram. Betesi mehana, and learn out from the vela and tana. Mala hanoch, shekem betamim shloi behechsher. Toim v'zorim shekem betamim lehechsher. I'll tell you, those two have a chumra. They don't need hechsher. They don't need to get wet first. A tana doesn't have to get wet first. It's a keli, and the vela obviously doesn't have to get wet first. It's an vela. No. It's a chumra by tana and thing. It's a chumra by tana and nevela. It's a chumra. Does not need hechsher, and therefore that's why there has loitzi. I can't learn it as Ram. Those two have a chumra. That so there by the malahanach madach them she came with tams of hechsher. We come to talk about hechsher. So it's a chumra there. It's just like that. Time is Ram. Same time I love hechsher. By Ram it's a kula because it doesn't come to me so fast. So that's Gemara's question. Gemara doesn't like that pirchei. You know why? Because Tana is not better than Zeron. Why do we need a Hechsher? We need a Hechsher just to make it a Gemar. Hechsher is a type of Gemar. You wash it off, it's a Gemar. But a Tana also, before it's finished, it's not Mekabel Tumah. On Hurei Rav Yeshua, Peiros Hechsheru is Ketana, so Nigmar Malachadami. It's the same thing, like a Tana is not finished. So it's not a Pirch. We say, oh, Tana is better than the Hechsher. It doesn't need Hechsher, it has to be finished. Peiros that has Hechsher, the Gemara is tining, is a way of finishing it off. So it's not a Pirch. Okay, so that's back to learn at Zeron. Not back extra, I'm trying to figure out what's extra. Learn Zeron from Nevela and Tanner. El Parachach, I'll tell you what the Maila of Nevela and Tanner over Zeron is. El Parachach, Maila Hanach, Shkem and Tam Shlem Negia. Both of them become Tamei without Negia. Tanner just from the Avir, and Nevela inherently is Tamei. Tamei is Zeron, Shem and Tam Negia. Zeron only becomes Tamei with Negia. Okay, so you can't learn out Zeron from those two. So let's try another thing. Don't write Betaner, but Tes Manach, learn out from Nevela and from Zeron together. So Gemara, no, Maila Hanoch, Shekein Oichel. There's a Maila, and both the Zeroim and the Vela are Oichel. Which, what's the Pircha that? Why is that a Chumra? It's Oichel. So there Rashi invokes what we learned before, that by a Mahatzad, you make a Pircha Kolduhu. Oichel is a Pircha Kolduhu. So now Gemara says, it's a Pircha. So now Gemara says, fine, like this. Loi Lichter Rachman of Nevela. Don't write the din of Lahoitzi by Nevela. Learn out from Tanor and from Zeron. So, and what would be the, what, how would you do that? You would go learn out, you make a ma'atzat. So you try to learn out from, this is a veil, learn out from Tanor, let's say. So we'll say, no, Mala Tanor is Tama La'avira. It's Tama La'avira. So then you go to Zeron. Mala Zeron is Tumasa Ruba. Tanor Yechiach. Because them lawyer is that great as that. So in a veil, you learn that from both of them. So the Mara says, you're right. Enechnami. So Yad Nevela Amali. So why is Yad Yad Nevela? Yad Nevela is extra. I mean, in Yad Nevela, to Inyan Liyad the Alma. We talk learn for Yad the Alma, and it'll teach us Lahachnis. So Yad the Hachnis, and we have Yad Lahaitzi. Yad Lahaitzi we have from Zrum and Tana. Yad Lahachnis learn from Nevela, because extra. And then what's Shomer for? Shomer is a Kavach Haimer. Shomer is Latzarif. So we figured it out. We've covered everything now. We have this extra yad, teaches lachnis. Once we have that, shomer is a kavachomer from yad, and shomer with tzar. Break the marakash. No, it's not good. I don't like it. Why? Vakati yad in the veil yitzruch. It's not extra. Why? Because the loikos rachmanim veil. If you didn't have a special din lahoitzi by the veil itself, you wouldn't be able to gain from this ma'atzad. You know why? Because you learn a veil from ma'atzad, you would say it's daya. You have a mina daya love in lias kenidin. Ma hanach, just like those two, tanor and drum, loy metame odom. Af Nevela is not going to be Tama Adam with the Yad. Loi Matama Adam. So you need Yad Nevela. Elo, Yad Nevela Mitzvah Tzaruch. And the Shomer de Nevela Ud Loi Tzaruch. Now the Gemara comes up with a new thing that's extra. You're right. All three Yadas are needed. The Shomer de Nevela doesn't need a pasuk. Now, what's shayim with the nevela? We didn't have that yet. Yes, we did. So when we spoke at the beginning, there's another drasha. Top of the omad, yitma. That's what comes into play just now. We have a new thing extra. The shayim of the nevela that we don't need. Why do you shayim with the nevela? Learn from yad nevela. Why did it say it? Ilitz the rufe. If you want to say that the shomer is teaching us that shomer nevela is mistarif, amrit loy mistarif. We have a mir. We have lost of a loy bayra. There's no tziruf by nevela. No tziruf. So velahaitzi, and to teach us that shomer is being mighty kavachem yadasi. Ela em ain inyan l'shomer the nevela through inyan liyad the nevela. Since you don't need a shomer the nevela, you don't have to yad the nevela. Em ain inyan liyad the nevela. We don't need for Yad Nevela because we have a first apostle. So we'll learn it for Yad Da Alma. So now we have Yad Lahoitzi, Yad Lahachnes, because Yad Lahoitzi is from the three Lechems. Yad Lahachnes is from the Yitma. And then why you have possible by Shomer Kozer Azruah? That must be Latzarev. So everything is taken care of. Shomer Latzarev. Break the Gemara Kash on that. Ve'ema. Me'ena Indian, Tapa Omabez. Tapa Kuf Yuches Omabez. Ve'ema im ena inyan l'shomer de nevela through inyan l'shomer d'alma. How do you know how to make this ena inyan? Remember, it's a shomer by nevela or by nevela that's extra. Who said we're going to yad and we're going yad l'hachnes l'alma? Who said we do use it for that? Maybe use it for something else. Ve'ema im ena inyan l'shomer de nevela through inyan l'shomer d'alma. Learn out the other shomerim and we'll learn out like shomer d'alma means like this. That's Shomer lahachnes v'shomer l'tzar. Maybe teaching us, maybe yad lahachnes really doesn't work. Yad can't be bring in. Maybe teaching us the shomer lahachnes, and then we have pasuk kol zaras ruah shomer l'tzar. That'd be good. Of a yad lahachnes loy, maybe still yad can bring in tuma. It's still a kasha. Who told you that that may in you go that direction? So Mara says, finally, elam mikara. Back to teretz we should have chap right away. This is a very simple tarot. One of those lechems are talking about hachnasa. V'chiyuta mayim al zera v'nofal menavlosim alav tamu lechem. They're talking about that zera got wet and then a nevela fell on it. And it says lechem. They're talking about hachnasa. That's how I know hachnasa. It's not a pasuk of lahitzi. That's the elam ikara kiksiva yad hachnasa kiksiva. It's very simple tarot. Okay, but then, so then now, if you stop right there, everything's pretty good. We have the three lechems. Two of the lechems are, because you have Tanur and Vela, that's both Lahoitzi. We have the Chiyuta Mayim Azera, that's Lahachnes. Shomer is a Kavachomer. Why is it called Zera Zeruah by Shomer? It's teaching us with Tzarev. But we still have the Yitma extra, the Shomer, which is the Shomer of Nevela, that's still extra. El Shomer de Nevela Lomeli. Why do you need the Shomer de Nevela? Why do you Shomer de Nevela? So the Gemara. Lomeli, we need the two lahitzis of lechem because if you just had tanur, you wouldn't know nevela because nevela is by nevela you say daya, so you have to have the pasuk there. But what do you need the pasuk of shomer of nevela? Lomeli, leguf tamar legufe. Well, my ilz terufe amr zomer star ilahakas lahitzi that shomer can machas lahitzi by nevela kavachem yad asya. So, the shomer is not really needed by nevela. It's milsadas v'kavachayim tarav v'kos l'kra. If that's the case, shomer da alma. We're saying shomer not by nevela. We're saying there it's taka mitzarif. Why? Because you have a kol zera zeruah. What do you mean? Maybe it's tarav v'kos l'kra. We said shomer is not needed l'hachas loitzi. It's a kavachayim from yad. What do you mean? Maybe it's tarav v'kos l'kra. And who said it's a tzarif? Yachis shomer da alma im loch l'hachnes loitzi. Where you can make a drasha, you can make a drasha. So therefore, here we have a drasha letzar. So right now, where we are holding is that we have everything taken care of, everything buttoned down, all the drashas. The kasha is that we learned out from the extra word called Zera Zeruah by Shomer, we learned out that it's mitzar. Why? Maybe that pasuk teaches us that it could be machnas and mighty. Terry says, no, it's a kavachayim from Yad. Okay, what's the big deal? It's a kavachayim from Yad, but Torah of course will grow. So Terry says, no, if I have a drasha, I can make a drasha. So, and now the Rav Chaviva charged one more Terry, just in this Chesma Gemara. Rav Chaviva Amar, back to the kasha that we asked, that maybe the Shomer de Nevela is for Shomer de Alma, like on top of the Amid. We said, we had a kasha that maybe the Shomer of the Nevela, who said, teaching us for Yad, and to Malachnis, Maybe it's talking about just Shomer, the Alma, and we don't know the Hachnis. So Rav Chiya Amar, Shani Shomer the Veilo, Kivin the Maisi Yad Ka'ovid, a Yad Shadidinle. He has different mahalach to answer the kasha. We had a kasha on top. The Bar first wanted to say that the Shomer of Nevela is teaching us Yad Lahachnis. And Mar said, well, why would he teach us Yad Lahachnis? Maybe it's going with Shomer the Alma, because it's both Shomer. On that, Rav Chiya answers that since the Shomer the Nevela is talking about a case where it's R on the Basa, and it's doing a Maisi Yad, because it's not mitzdarif, so it's not really a shomer. So then you can learn out the other yodis, not the other shomer, because shomer is something that's mitzdarif. But here it's doing a maisi yad, so then you will learn it out the yad alma. The bottom of the Amud said that maybe the shomer of the veil, Mars try to answer the shomer of the veil, which is extra, is for yad alma. And Mars kasha was, what do you mean? It should be learned to shomer. The Rav Chiya answers, no, it makes sense. A shomer of a nevela is really yad. Why? Because it's not mitzdarif. So the shomer of the nevela is really a ma'aseh yad. That's what makes sense. Learning to other ayad shadinelo, adka. Now the Gemara is coming to a new kasha, which will be on the next recording. Is from Maskev Lo Rav Yehuda. Would that will be a new kasha on the whole yisur of the Gemara? But we finished with the drushes of the Gemara over here. With the drushes getting to this point of yad lahakness lohetzi and shomer letzarif.